This is Bird Note. How is it that seabirds have no problem drinking seawater? The salt they take in is absorbed and moves through their bloodstream into a pair of salt glands above their eyes. The densely salty fluid that results is excreted from the nostrils and runs down grooves in the bill. Watch a gull at the coast, and you will see drops of this liquid appear on the tip of its bill. As the drop gets larger, the bird shakes its head to send the salt back to the ocean. A seabird's skull has a pair of grooves for the salt glands right over the eyes. These grooves are especially large in penguins, loons, albatrosses, gulls, and puffins, but other marine birds have them too. But don't confuse drinking with bathing. Some coastal birds prefer to bathe in freshwater and will stop at a river mouth or fly inland to a lake to take their daily bath. They seem to relish the freshwater, but they're quite able to drink from the sea. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann. Bird Note's newsletter delivers the wonder and joy of birds directly to your inbox. Sign up at birdnote.org to get a weekly preview of our shows, stories, photos, and more.
You're invited to a virtual bird-friendly coffee tasting with Bird Note and Chesapeake Coffee Roasters. Join us on Friday, July 19th, and learn about the flavors and profiles of specially selected coffees and the ways that bird-friendly coffee benefits wildlife. Visit birdnote.org to register today, and we'll send the copy straight to your door. Space is limited, and sales end Sunday, June 30th. Secure your spot for this unique event at birdnote.org.